The Boeing 787's lithium-ion batteries are now the subject of intense scrutiny after the forced landing of a Japanese plane this week. And federal regulators have now grounded the Dreamliners. As KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, the Federal Aviation Administration says Boeing must prove that the batteries are safe before flights can resume.
The FAA statement confirms that for the second time, the lithium-ion batteries installed in the Dreamliner have caused a fire risk. The FAA says the batteries released heat and smoke, a situation that could easily have led to fire and destroyed parts of the plane. Scott Schalt is a former engineer for Boeing Commercial Airplanes. In an interview last week, after the first 787 battery incident, he pointed out that flame on a plane is the ultimate safety hazard.
If you're at 30,000 feet and your auxiliary system's on fire, you have a real problem. There's nowhere to go when your airplane's on fire if you're in the air.
Part of the Dreamliner's attractiveness to world airlines is in its lightweight, a lightness it obtains from abandoning heavy hydraulic systems in favor of electrical wiring. But these electrical systems rely on lithium-ion batteries, the same sort of rechargeable battery in many consumer goods, like computers and tools. Airlines place controls on the large lithium-ion batteries used by camera crews and others because they can overheat and cause fires. With the 787 fleet grounded and more planes in production, Boeing is now rushing to fix their lithium-ion batteries and get their planes back in the air. Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.